the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Voice to text can be very convenient. It can also be an utter disaster.
Oh, sure.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of proofreading. I understand that I should be.
Like, get out.
I agree with all of your criticisms.
I just don't care enough.
Which is a me problem, not a you problem. But
I feel bad when somebody, like whenever you send one of your messages
and then one of you writes back and says, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I always feel bad replying like that because I don't want to sound like the jerk, but I also want to know what you really mean.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's funny because you can kind of contextually get it, even though some of the words are different. But I'm there are times where it's like, I don't know what any of this means.
I'm like a puzzle game on a game show.
And is your Siri still in an accent other than an American English accent?
Oh, it's Irish, yeah.
Okay, so mine's Australian, so sometimes I feel like it's not picking up on the words, so I have to use a little bit of that accent. I'm like, call mom.
I don't think that's how that works at all.
Sometimes, no, I'm telling you, sometimes I speak in an Australian accent. No, I know, but it's voice to text.
So,
oh, man. Can't figure out why your tulips aren't growing.
So you think, like, if you set Siri to be a man, then you have to go like.
No, I said an accent. Hey, I didn't say a sex, just an accent.
Well, wouldn't it still apply? Like, oh, maybe my voice is too high pitched now. I should, hey, get groceries, guys. Like,
well, there's just certain words with voice to text that Siri doesn't get. And then when I do an Australian accent, she gets it.
Do you think it's more because of your southern accent naturally than your lack of Australian accent?
But that
accent?
Still means that what I'm saying is true if it's based on accents.
Why wouldn't you do it all the time then?
But you're just saying that she just doesn't understand my accent because I don't speak very clearly.
Well, occasionally.
Can I try it? I want to try it. Let's see if this text, I'll send you one. Hey, Siri.
I thought you said yours is Irish.
Yeah, off to a great start.
Didn't even. Oh, hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Okay,
Siri.
You're making
text Kelly Cheese
point.
That she looks like a dope with this idea. Nope.
You're making a great point with your.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Hey,
now.
Siri.
Yeah, that seems more Scottish and
Siri,
angry.
Siri, open up your face.
It makes sense that they would give us these options to have these different accents, and that's why you see lots of people every day walking around the streets screaming at different poor accents.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it so much more fun, though?
It's making it more fun right now. I would actually use Siri if that were the case.
Do you know I've just realized how stupid I probably look trying to talk to Siri sometimes?
Just now?
And an Australian accent? No. I'm never worried about it in here.
Do you end every sentence with oi?
I might.
I might.
I swear, though, when I have to call my mom, I have to say mom sometimes.
G'day.
Everything. Just these phrases we know. Dingo ate the baby. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Now that's a knife.
Yeah.
All you can say.
This text from Nashville off the Straight Talk Hotline. One time I tried to text Reese's Puffs and it came out racist pops. That didn't work out.
Yeah, oh, it's the best way to start your breakfast if you're David Duke.
A bowl full of racist pops.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
So it's a struggle. You're not, Steve, the only one in my life who sends back the what the hell?
I always try to word it like, I'm sorry, man. I'm not really sure what you meant there.
Let's see. What was the one I got yesterday?
I don't know what a
rocket ship cornflakes means.
Yeah.
And it's gotten better. It used to be way worse.
Well, Siri has gotten better.
Well,
sure.
Most of the times, sadly, it's not like most of those old times. Those weren't voice to text. That was just me typing and not looking.
Well, yeah. I could see that for you. But I mean, for most people, it used to be, I mean, I can't tell you, like, it's not even a joke when I say, you know, you would ask for this and it would tell you, oh, the directions to this is to get on a plane to Shanghai. Like, it was crazy how bad it was.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I sent a relatively long text to Kayla yesterday, to which she replied, I think I understand some of that, but the rest was actually insulting. And none of it was supposed to be confusing nor insulting. So my reply was, I'm officially going to pretend that never happened. And then she wrote, what was it? And I said, see previous note about it not happening. So then I just waited and moved
on. Said.
So yeah, this is the burden is not only on you. But this person definitely had voice to text. Sometimes it's working fine, and then you get interrupted and you forget you're doing it. And that's what happened here. This woman was posting, I guess, to like a blog post or something about something going on during her birth and pregnancy. It said, I'm experiencing this and have been with my best friend. She has BPD and it makes it even harder. My pregnancy and child have brought up a ton of horrible. Do we have a poop? Uh-oh, poop, 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 poop. We have a poop. We have a poop. Poop, poop, poop. Is that a poop? I think we have a poop. I love my poopy boy. I love you, poopy boy. Mama, change your poop.
Oh, God. This is you, mama's poopy boy.
There's about another hour of this. Do you want me to keep going?
Yes, I mean, so that we can put it in a promo.
Yeah, read it slower and more sensual.
I love my poopy boy. I love you, my poopy boy. Mama, change your poop, you mama's poopy boy. I love you, poopy boy. Oh, my little buddy mama is almost done. Mama's almost done. Oh, there we go. Good job, little stinky bud. We did a good job, poopy boy. You stink, poopy boy. Can mama put your pants on? Hey, I can put your pants on. Mama, put your pants on. Then, okay, there's no abbreviations. I love you, buddy. I love you. There's my buddy. No more poops now. No more poops. Now we got to wash our hands. Okay, can you sit here while mama wash her hands? Just for 1 second while mama washes her hands. Okay, there. Take this. Put that in your mouth. Good boy. Just 1 second.
It sounds like you're in an adult baby relationship.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, there's some role play happening. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's not great.
That's awful.
No, I mean, it's really bad. Really even if it's not in voice to text, her use of poopy boy is just too frequent.
I guess I can't judge. If voice to text caught me like saying things to Clarence, the dog, my dog, like when we're all alone or something, I don't know. It wouldn't sound that creepy, but I'm sure there are times where it would sound very bad.
You call him your poopy boy.
It would look very bad. I probably have called him poopy boy the dog.
Brad in Tennessee writes, when I was looking for a house, I voiced a texted the word oops, and it typed boobs. I had to explain to my lender that I did not mean to send the word boobs.
Looking for new boobs.
Yeah.
Clearly, a lot of people have this trouble. Every time I type shut,
yeah,
it switches it to SH-T. Mm-hmm. That's the opposite, by the way. You must say the bad one a lot.
Yeah, usually it's the other way. I'm like, no, I mean the bad one.
Yeah.
Don't write shut.
Mine has been adding words lately, and it's worse in CarPlay. I don't know what maybe just the road noise, even though there's really not a lot, and those microphones are supposed to pick up things. Despite that, despite noise, it just adds like call at the beginning of a mm-hmm. sentence.
That's weird.
Or yesterday it was adding and.
That is strange.
Do you think that's an accent issue, Kelly?
I could be. What accent do you have your phone in, Joe?
South side of Chicago.
Yeah, Skokie.
Butthole. Okay.
Bridgeport, Chicago. Chicago. All it knows is hot dogs and other bad foods.
Somebody sent this one in that I assume has gone viral or they got. She was completely fine with it and understands completely. However, she is really believing that by September, all will be on the up and up. Hi there. Can I get a medium cold brew with skim milk? Just one caramel shot, please. Yes, please. A veggie egg white omelet or English muffin, please. Okay, that'll do. Thanks.
Yep. You know what? That's probably not that necessarily. But I think Clarence, again, the dog, I think that gets me a lot because I'll be talking into my phone while walking him. And then it'll, you know, he'll have a mouthful of rabbit poop or something.
Yeah.
And so I'll start yelling at him, like, get it out, no, drop it, no. And then I'll look at my phone, and it's just, yeah, all caps.
It's just yelling.
I do hate having to go back and erase everything that I accidentally said.
I'd almost rather just send it.
Yeah, me too.
Let him. Exactly. You've got the right idea, mm-hmm. man.
Yep.
You figured out.
We're all a little too judgy.
We are. I agree.
This text, I don't know what I hate more, free beer reading several minutes of baby poop talk or Kelly trying to convince the audience that accents matter when talking to a computer. Well, we've discussed it, texter, and we both agree we hate you the most.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're a busybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm just learning new things every day.
Expanding your mind.
That's how we grow.
I love my poopy boy. I love you, my poopy boy. Mama, change your poop, you mama's poopy boy. I love you, poopy boy. Oh, my little buddy mama is almost done. Mama's almost done. Oh, there we go. Good job, little stinky bud. We did a good job, poopy boy. You stink, poopy boy. Can mama put your pants on? Hey, I can put your pants on. Mama, put your pants on.
That's so disgusting.
I knew it was... Boy, I really got the best saxophonist, too. It's really squawking.
It's really good.
Possibly a new reed, friend.
It's really good.
Well, I knew that was going to happen, and I committed to it anyway, but now I hate that it happened. So, this is life.
Oh, my God.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.